Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone out there. Good morning to you all. To our esteemed listeners out there, good morning to you all, and may the peace and blessings of Almighty Allah be with you. I am Rashida Adetunwoke Olaniyo, and you are welcome to another edition of Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM Women Radio. Everyday Muslim is powered by MPAC in collaboration with Women Radio, and also it is open for sponsorship and advert details. If you would like to sponsor our program, dial 090-555-58686, 090-555-58686. Today, we'll be welcoming you to a special edition. It's an edition, a special series known as Celebrating an Icon. It is a special one where we celebrate our icons, the Islamic icons that have shown exemplary actions and characters worthy of emulation. As Muslims, we look at the lives, examples, and uncommon activities or achievements of our Muslim icons. The historical and contemporary times who have exemplified noble qualities and demonstrated significant commitments to the Islamic values of love, faith, piety, integrity, generosity, sacrifice, courage, and many more. And that's all we'll be looking at today in this series. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of examples of all these noble qualities. And of course, the Muslims aspire to live their private and public lives according to the perspectives of the divine instructions of the Quran and teachings and examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his foremost companions. We shall be looking briefly at the life and examples of one of the foremost companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, named Uthman bin Affan, who showed through personal examples the great virtues and qualities taught by the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uthman was known for his generous philanthropy and charitable works. He distributed his wealth to the poor and the needy, provided financial support for public institutions, and opened his doors to those in need of shelter and food. He was a paragon of generosity and compassion in the Islamic community. He also supported the establishment of schools, libraries, and other public institutions, reflecting his commitment to education and knowledge. Not only that, Uthman also gave freely from his wealth to please Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every Friday, Uthman would buy slaves for the purpose of setting them free. And that although he was wealthy, he was often without servants because of his habits of setting them free. Today we'll be looking at an icon in Nigeria of our own time. We have our own and who the person will be celebrating him today, even though he's late, but his characters and exemplary actions are obviously around us. He is a Nigerian that exemplified his special virtue and lived his entire life accordingly. And this person is late Prince Bola Ajibola. Late Prince Bola Ajibola is someone who sold his properties to establish a university. He fought to maintain his integrity despite all odds and temptations. We will get to know more about his hidden and uncommon characters as the program goes on. The purpose of this series is just to celebrate the personalities, their actions for emulation, especially for the young ones that are coming, for them to have an example of good role models that they could follow. The phone line is going to be open because it's going to be an interactive session, a serial that we all need to talk about it. It's going to be open for everyone to call and tell us more about what you know about late Prince Bola Ajibola. We're going to be discussing his life. I'll read his citation. And of course, whatever you say about him is what we are also going to learn from. If you would like to call and make contributions, 07000-917-917. 07000-917-917. And if you're to use preferred contribute to us via the SMS or WhatsApp, 070-317-56537. 070-317-56537. Before I move further also, I would like us to discuss a little about the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that spoke about the wealth that we acquire and how rewarding it is to share it with others. The Prophet said, "Do not withhold your money by counting it or hoarding it. If you do so, Allah would also withhold his blessings from us." This Quran states that the wealth does not belong to anyone. Instead, it belongs to Almighty Allah. And He has the dominion over everything on earth. This hadith further emphasizes that every Muslim has the obligation to ensure the proper distribution of wealth upon our death. Before moving further to read about Mr. Ajibola's citation, I would like us to hear a brief of what the former Vice President, Professor Oshibajo, had to say about Prince Bola Ajibola.
The second incident was a commercial aircraft that was arrested in Nigeria for carrying drugs. The Office of the Attorney General, of course, was responsible for ensuring the arrest. A very successful lawyer, whose name I must not mention, claimed that he was acting as an intermediary for some interests who were, somewhat connected to the aircraft. And they came to the Attorney General, Prince Bola Ajibola, to offer him a large sum of money in foreign exchange. When I recall how Prince Bola Ajibola shouted at that senior lawyer and ordered him out of his office, I still remember the shame and fear on the face of the man in later years. Now, the truth of the matter is that those two incidents were just two incidents that I mentioned, which showed that here was a man who believed that public service was public service, and that bribes of any kind, whether it was bribe or thank you, was completely unacceptable.
That statement, an example given by the former president, Professor Yemi Oshibajo, takes me down to his citation. Because while I was reading this and writing it down, I was pondering about it, trying to link a lot of things together. And I would love you all to also go along with me. His Excellency Judge Bola Ajibola can be discussed in so many ways. He can be discussed as a father, husband, a judge, of course, an numerous person, a scholar, and as a great philanthropist. As a philanthropist, he imparted in so many lives. He created Africa Concern, Islamic Mission for Africa, and Crescent University. He attended at least 10 letters that requested for financial assistance in a day. He will write accommodation letters to individuals, states, and federal governments on behalf of people on pro bono. It cannot be counted, and I mean the accommodation letters that Prince Bola Ajibola wrote cannot be counted. He gave students seeking admission in higher institutions, seeking employment in states and federal level, not talk of private companies. He was a friend to Dangote, Shubomi Balogun, and of course the president, His Excellency Bola Tinubu, and a lot of other big men in Nigeria and abroad. Prince Bola Ajibola also sponsored people to Hajj, including the Christians who showed interest. That's to tell you that it is all about humanity and nothing else. If Prince Bola Ajibola is a Muslim, could also send Christians who showed interest to go on Hajj, then what are we talking about? He gave us scholarship to students in his Crescent University and other schools. His domestic staff were not left out also. He gave them land to build their houses. He paid their house rents, sponsored their naming ceremonies, pay their hospital bills whenever they fall sick. And above all, he also sent some of them to Hajj. I don't know how to capture the way of his giving, but I would also say that he gives monthly stipends to some of his school mates from BBHS and some Islamic scholars. When it's time for Ramadan, late Principal Ajibola gives gifts to people during Ramadan fasting. He gave ram to people during the Ilayah fasting. He gave Christmas gifts of different types to some selected federal and state hospitals in Abeokuta every year. This is a period that Principal Ajibola will surely be felt in those hospitals, both the federal and the state hospitals, because this is December period. They would have been looking forward to receive a lot of things from him. All points where beggar stays knows Prince Bola Ajibola's presence. They felt it. All road that led to IMA on Friday Jumat and Sunday's Asalat, people with different requests stormed there to seek his help on one issue or the other. He's always ready to listen to them all. This is so touching to me. But what can I say? But it's pray to Almighty Allah to grant him Al-Jannah to Firdaus. Ameen. We will be looking at the second statements made by the former president, Professor Yemi Osinbajo.
Ajibola decided that his life work will be the establishment of a university. He sold every property that he had in Lagos at the time and moved his home to Abeokuta here. He established the Crescent University with all the resources he had. And I know, because he's somebody who confides in me a great deal. And today, he runs that university.
While I was reading his citation, I read in a place where he said he gave out scholarships to students of his own school. The school, he sold all his properties in Lagos, according to Professor Yemi Osinbajo, sold all his properties in Lagos to build that school in Abeokuta. That's how compassionate he is. He didn't just build the school. He knew that a lot of people out there, students, you want to read, they want to study, they want to achieve something great in life. He knew they might be financially handicapped to attend this school. He went further to grant them scholarship. How else can we describe that kind of person even after he's dead? His integrity from the first one, the first statement, the first audio we played about him not taking bribe, he stood by his legacy. The integrity saying that civil service is civil service and it should remain as civil service where there is integrity. That was a big temptation. A big temptation for a lot of people, even in the present days. When we look at it, you are in dire need of something and someone brings it to you just to cover up one of his deeds that is wrong. Some people would have collected this and of course let the person go scot-free, and the same mistake will continue to reoccur. But Prince Bola Ajibola never did that. In fact, as Prince Yemi Osinbajo said, I'm sorry, Professor Yemejuaje said that he returned it and was very angry. He did not collect it. He said he could still remember the face of that man long after Prince Bola Adebola rejected and got angry at that person. That will tell you what integrity is all about. Why we should stand on it to correct things that are not supposed to be. For the young ones out there, this is somebody that we can all emulate and aspire, if not aspire to be who he was, of course we can pick one or two things that he has done. You are on to Everyday Muslim on Women Radio 91.7 FM, and this series is all about celebrating Islamic icon with exemplary character worthy of emulation. And the icon we are celebrating today is late Prince Bola Adebola. While I was speaking with his PA, who was supposed to be on the show today with me, his tone showed a lot of things that I really miss him. He went further to say that working with him was one of the best things that ever happened to him. How do we work with our subordinates? How do we work with our colleagues? What will they be saying after we are gone? Just the same way we are talking about Prince Bola Adebola now. We are talking about his character, the things that he did, the things we are trying, and we are also looking to give back to society. If you can't give everything that he has done, you can give one or two. In his citation, it shows that he was not just a judge. It shows how he felt for people. He didn't look at the religion. He didn't look at the tribe. He did what he was supposed to do. He was a chosen one during his own time. Now let's go to ponder on it as the show goes on. Who is the chosen one? Is it me or is it you? Despite all the challenges, you can need to wonder that how was he able to stand firm? That shows the kind of value that he had for himself. The value that he followed. He had a mission. He had a vision. He had the values that will help him out to accomplish his mission. Do we have ours as we speak? We are celebrating someone that is late now. Who says you cannot be celebrated while you are alive also? And even when you are gone, just like we're celebrating Prince Bola Adebola today. The legacies that he left behind will continue to inspire the future generations. Rich of his legacy, as I said earlier on, is shaping your own life and my own life. With this, we'll be going further to another audio of Professor Yemi Osinbajo.
I was 30 years old when I was appointed special advisor to Prince Bola Adebola then Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice. This was my first experience in public service. And in hindsight, it was my best introduction to public service. George Ajibola was a man who had been tremendously successful as a lawyer and arbitrator. And of course, as I said, ended up being the MBA president. But let me mention three defining events that I experienced and witnessed.
Before we go on with that audio, we have the Vice President, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, will be telling us about the three things that he learned from him, or maybe two. He said there that it was 30 years when he was asked to work with late Prince Bola Ajibola. He also said it, confirming what his PA, Mr. Olatejo Aliu, told me, that it was the best of his time in civil service, and he was happy he was introduced to civil service through Prince Bola Ajibola. He had the opportunity to work with him at that early age. We have a lot of people out there not up to that, working with people. People working with you or working for you, how good are you to them that they can also say it, that they are happy, or they were happy working with you? And those of you working for people, can you also beat your chest to say that you are happy working for your boss or working for a leader? So let me put it this way. Is the person you are working for, is the person a boss, a leader, worthy of emulation? Can you stand out to be proud that you are working for somebody like that? Just the way the former VP has said. You as a leader and as a boss, are you proud of yourself to say that your subordinates, people working around you, can stand and say they have learned one or two things from you? Can you see them later on and still interact with them? The phone lines are still open, and would like to get more contributions from people, one way or the other. Either you know Bola Ajibola, or you have heard something about him which has helped shape your life, or what we have just read here, or what we are discussing. Which of you have you picked that you hope to work on? The phone lines are still open. 07000 917 917. 07000 917 917. And fail to send your contribution through the SMS or WhatsApp. 07031756537. 07031756537. Let's move further to listen to the lessons that Professor Yemi Osinbajo learned over time.
I was 30 years old when I was appointed special advisor to Prince Bola Ajibola, then Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice. This was my first experience in public service. And in hindsight, it was my best introduction to public service. George Ajibola was a man who had been tremendously successful as a lawyer and arbitrator. And of course, as I said, ended up being the MBA president. But let me mention three defining events that I experienced and witnessed while working with him.
Okay, I think we have a bit of too sorry about that. But I remember he said that he learned about the integrity. It made him realize that whatever is good was good, and it should continue. And the other thing that he learned was giving out to people, which also helped to shape him while he was working with him. You will keep wondering that a man of Prince Bola Ajibola, he faced a lot of challenges. So how was he able to keep on the home front and society? I remember also in one of the audios, I think one of, while I was researching on him, where someone bought a car for one of his sons. He was involved in unruly activity or behavior, and Prince Bola Ajibola was going to preside on that case. The person bought a car and sent it to Prince Bola Ajibola's son. And his son, knowing the kind of family value and the father that he has, he told his father. And his father was very annoyed for someone to go as far as going to meet his son, buying a car for his son. This is to tell us also that the value that we are creating for ourselves, is it a generational value that our kids can also emulate from? They can pick from it. I remember on this show sometimes ago, we spoke about family values. We carrying our children along, where they know what is right and what is wrong. Imagine if Prince Bola Ajibola's son did not tell his father about that. He collected it and started using it. What would have happened between father and son? That would have been a loophole for a lot of people to talk about today, saying Prince Bola Ajibola's son collected so and so, but the father claims to have integrity. Let's look at ourselves deeply. Are we that kind of son, that kind of child, or the kind of father? That kind of father or mother that our son can boldly tell that something is wrong somewhere. When they are deviating, can we stand for them? We will be there to correct them. If only Prince Bola Ajibola did not lay down his family values for his children to pick after, what would have happened? Very soon, we'll be having the time of the festive period for the Muslims also, very soon. I won't be surprised if his sons are going after that legacy and giving out to those people in need. The needy, giving them the things that his father, or even doing more that the father was doing while he was alive. Going to the hospitals, giving out to the beggars. Hopefully, that gap will not be felt. Are we training our children to continue the humanitarian service that we have started? Are we training them to give out to the needy? Remember that whatever is yours is what you spend now. By the time we are gone, whatever is left is not for us anymore, but for the people that we have left behind. what are we leaving behind? Are we looking at how Principal Ajibola helped his classmates? How many of our classmates have we decided to help? It's not about just creating WhatsApp group, creating associations. Well, what is the impact that is being felt while we are in that group or the association? Just like Principal Ajibola did, giving out to his friends. He didn't leave them behind, he took them along. So far he knows that they are in need, he will give it to them. Let's look at the recommendation part of it, giving our recommendation letters to different organizations, to different people, so they could become something and somebody in life. How many of us are in that position where we can give out recommendation letters, but we are refused to give it out? Let's learn from late Principal Ajibola. Where the recommendation letters that he signed and he wrote cannot be counted. That means those people that he wrote it for, they have gained from it. That also shows that the kind of integrity that he has for those companies to accept those recommendation letters from those people he sent there. How many of us can write letters and to be accepted by the organizations that we are sending people to? And are we sending recommendation letters based on merit? Or we are just sending it because we want them to believe it is from me, it is from you? And by the time they get there, they will send them back. Is that the person? No, we don't want him here. They might not even tell you, but you might not be called for the interview. But here, Principal Ajibola gave out recommendation letters. The scholarships he gave in his school is one thing that those children will never, never forget. We still have a lot of people out there wishing to be educated, to go to the university, to attend the university and become somebody, achieve. They want to become lawyers, they want to become doctors, they want to become something in life. They want to be well educated. It's not too late for us, for those people that have the opportunity to do good. You can still go out there, pick some of these kids and send them to school. It's not compulsory that you establish your own school, but you can as well go to different schools, tell them you want to sponsor these children, give them scholarships. They will never forget you. They will continue to remember. They will continue to pray for you. We mentioned Principal Ajibola's school, Princeton University. With what he has done, he has opened the floor for a lot of people out there to continue, even in that school. You can walk up to the school, tell them you have some kids you want to sponsor, or ask them, even if you don't want to be known that you are the one that did it, you can go there and ask them, how many of these kids gained admission into Crescent University? You need about 4, 5, even just one. Give them the scholarship and make them happy. We can continue from where Prince Bola Ajibola stopped. It's a lifetime journey. It doesn't mean that he has gone, everything is going to stop. No. It can still continue. And that is if we are intentional for it to continue. You are still on to Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7 FM. The phone line 07000-917-917. 07000-917-917. I would like to share a story, not pertaining to Prince Bola Ajibola actually, but a story about a man that I know very well. Also, who told me that he had a boss at that particular time who was very nice to him. His boss was a female, elderly, but very nice to him. And the day he met his boss's child, he was going a different route, but he decided to pick that child, to take that child to our destination. Because you remember the good things that the boss did to him. He remembered those good things. And he told me, he said, if I don't do that, when do I know I'll have the opportunity to help that girl again? Today that man is late also. But talking about him is a joy. And I'm sure the girl also will also remember me while I'm speaking, or any of the days. She can also remember and tell her children the story, that she knows of a man that worked for her mom but was still good to her. What if at that particular time she needed the help, but the man was pushing to help but never helped her? That's the story of somebody else. Just like we're talking about Prince Bola Ajibola today, linking him up with one of the caliphs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Uthman bin Affan, who was so nice, who was so good to his slaves. He had the opportunity to have lots of slaves, but he decided to buy slaves and set them free. Now he got to a point that he himself did not have slaves. He didn't buy the slaves because he wanted to make use of them. He bought them because he wanted them to be free. That's Uthman. He also went further to create libraries where students can go there to read in those days, just like Prince Bola Ajibola also did, creating a school, establishing the Crescent University, where students can also go there to learn. Uthman bin Affan opened his doors to people in need, people that needed shelter. He gave out to the poor. Remember, we said Prince Bola Ajibola also gave out every Jumat. The beggars along the road, they felt his presence because he would give to them. The Sunday at Salat, that's where, on Sundays, where you see the Muslims, they go there to pray, make a salato, and worship Almighty Allah. He was also felt there because he gave out to them. He ensured that everybody that came to him, he gave them the listening ear. How many of us have that listening ear to our subordinates? It's not just about us talking about Prince Bola Ajibola today, but it's about us talking about the roles that he played, the characters he had while he was alive, and people are still gaining from it, and how we can also emulate from those characters. Remember I said earlier on in the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said that we should not withhold our money by counting it. Because if we do that, or by holding it, because if we do that, Allah will withhold his own blessings too. Prince Bola Ajibola gave out. He didn't hold it. He did not hold it. If he did, today we'll still be talking about it. There are lots of people out there that they have, but they're not in the position. Or let me say, is that they're not in the position. They're in position to give, but they have not decided to give. It is not too late. What kind of agents are we? Are we going to be the agents of good to help others and to earn our reward, not only in this world, but of course, in the year after? The Quran we are reading today is called the Uthmanic edition. The reward of that compilation is also going back to Uthman. What charitable work do we have that people can talk about? As simple as giving a smile to people. There's an evil look for it that said that even a smile is charity. Even a smile is charity. How often do we smile to people? If we look at all these things that Prince Bola Ajibola has done, it should not be surprising that people could move close to him. Not because he could give alone, but because of his character, his behavior. Seeing him alone, his appearance alone, shows that he was able to accommodate a lot of people. If you are people that have these things, you are wealthy, you have the money, you have the charisma, but then does your appearance accommodate people? Are you put close enough? Or are you so open that people can come out to meet you and tell you their needs so that you can also help them? The first impression lasts longer. Don't be surprised that you see a lot of people out there. They believe that people should come to them when they need. But their face alone will not allow people to move close to them. That's number one. Number two, do you think you should wait for people to come to you, or you should go out to look for them and give out to them? Remember that the person that gives will always be going up. Let's visualize this. The person that gives, if you put your hands together, you have one of your hands up, the right hand up, and your left hand down, or whichever one you is pleased or is okay for you to place up. Let's visualize this. Let's just picture it. When you continue to give, your hand will surely continue to be up. That means the more you give, the more Allah will continue to bless you. But when you collect, where do you stay? That's for you to answer. I won't be answering that, but for you out there to answer it. Yes, you might be in need, but the little that you have can also be shared with somebody else. If you put your problems on the table, you listen to other people's problems, and you are told to pick up your problem again, or pick any of the problems on the table, look at it critically. A lot of us prefer to pick our problem and grab it. That will tell you that some people are even in more need than you are. But the little that you have, you can give it out. But of course, don't give out something that you are in dire need of, and you will be regretting that you gave it out. Well, what I'm really trying to say here is that don't continue to put yourself in that position of a needy. Strive hard to also give out. The more you give, the more you collect, and the more Allah will bless you. And that's why we have the zakat and we have the sadaqah. Prince Bola Ajibola, we cannot exhaust everything about him. But I hope that with this one that we have been able to talk about today, celebrating him will go a long way for us and the upcoming generations to emulate and take after. Don't forget to continue with your family values. Ensure that you have the value that your own generation, the upcoming generation, and unborn generation can take after. We have a lot of people out there that we will still be celebrating. That we will still be celebrating. This is just one of it. We have more that will be coming. Prince Bola Ajibola, may Allah be pleased with him. May Allah continue to guide him. And may Allah grant him Al-Jannah to Firdaus. The more you talk good about the dead, the more rewarding it's going to be for them where they are. By the time we are gone, what is left for us? With this, I'll be signing out of this particular show, celebrating the Islamic icon. I'll be giving my acknowledgments to MPAC and Women Radio for bringing up this particular series again for us to learn from. Everyday Muslim is every Saturday talk show program where we learn a lot of things, and this is just one of it. And I'll be saying a big thank you to Aisha and Ilari that has made this show very possible today. And I am Rashida Adito Okeolaniyo. Thank you very much and have a lovely weekend ahead.
Every word you say, Muhammad, yeah. Rasul Allah, your face was brighter than the sun. Your
to sponsor this program, call the number 0816-480-7613.
Olaladimi Asake.